From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Flanked by lawmakers in red and blue ties, President Bush today signed into law a $152 billion economic stimulus package in the East Room of the White House. NPR's David Nogueras reports.
President Bush said that after 6 years of economic growth, the economy has begun to slow, causing many Americans to worry about its overall health.
And so in January, important phone call with the leaders of the Congress to talk about whether or not we could come together to provide a booster shot for our economy.
That booster shot came through one stroke of the pen, providing tax rebates and tax incentives for small business. Under the plan, most individual taxpayers will receive a check of up to $600. That's $1,200 per couple. Couples with children will receive an additional $300 per child. Whether or not the stimulus package will actually fight off a recession is a topic of great debate. Many economists are worried that people will use the money to pay off their debt rather than spend. David Nogueras, NPR News, Washington.
Baseball star Roger Clemens and the man who has accused him of using illegal performance-enhancing drugs, former trainer Brian McNamee, were both on Capitol Hill today where they were grilled by lawmakers. Clemens was asked to explain statements made by his longtime friend and teammate Andy Pettit, who contends that Clemens admitted to him he used human growth hormone. Clemens said that Pettit had misremembered the conversation. As for McNamee, lawmakers wanted to know why he held on to what he says is proof he injected the baseball star with drugs, used syringes he contends contained DNA evidence linking Clemens to the use of banned substances. McNamee said he did so because he did not trust the pitcher. Clemens has denied using illegal performance-enhancing drugs. The number of home foreclosures skyrocketed last year. Detroit had the highest number, nearly five times the national average. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says half a dozen cities in California also made the top 20 list.
More than 41,000 homes in the Detroit metro area are in some stage of foreclosure. That's a 68% jump from 2006. James Sicaccio with California-based Realty Track says 86 of the nation's top 100 metro areas reported increases last year. In California, the slump has hit inland regions where home prices ran up and lending standards grew tighter. The Riverside-San Bernardino area, east of Los Angeles, was ranked fourth and Sacramento fifth. Also in the top 20 were California cities Bakersfield, Fresno, and Oakland. Ohio had four metro areas among the top 20. Florida had two. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson this week announced Project Lifeline. It gives homeowners facing foreclosure a 30-day reprieve. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 178 points today to close at 12,552. The Nasdaq gained 53 points. The S&P 500 was up 18. This is NPR. After a string of losses to Barack Obama in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton is trying to regain momentum. She spent the day in Texas, a state where she hopes support from Latino voters can help her win a primary on March 4th. More from NPR's David Green.
Senator Clinton spoke to reporters after a rally in McAllen, Texas. She, for the first time, congratulated Barack Obama for his Tuesday victories in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Clinton was asked if she was worried that Obama's beginning to do well among groups who usually support her, like women and older voters.
No. You know, this is the back and forth of a campaign. Now it's on to Texas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Wisconsin next week. This is a very competitive campaign.
Clinton said both she and Obama will have ups and downs, and even as she lost a number of contests, Clinton said she's still been picking up delegates. David Green, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.
Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama, hot off his primary wins, outlined his plan to help the ailing U.S. economy today. Speaking in Wisconsin, Obama said that as president, he would spend more than $200 billion on creating new jobs in construction and environmental industries, with the money coming from reducing tax breaks for corporations and wealthy individuals and ending the war in Iraq. Obama said $150 billion of that money would go to create so-called green-collar jobs. The remaining funds would be allocated to what he termed a National Infrastructure Reinvestment Bank, which would rebuild highways, bridges, airports, and other public projects. Crude oil futures ended the day higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude rose 49 cents a barrel to close at $93.27 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.